This is BBC Radio 4. Now, here's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Wednesday, the 12th of February. There are warnings of gales in Shannon, Rockall, Bailey and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 18000. Low Fitzroy, 1004, losing its identity. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, east or southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then north or northeast 4 to 6 later, fair, good. North Utsira, variable 3 or less, fair, good. South Utsira, easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, fair, good. Forties, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, east 4 to 6, showers in Tyne, otherwise fair, good. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber. East or northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, except in Humber. Showers, wintry in Fisher and German Bight. Good, occasionally poor, in Fisher and German Bight. Thames, cyclonic 2 to 4, becoming north or northeast 4 or 5 later. Showers, moderate or good. Dover, white. Variable, becoming east or northeast later, 2 to 4. Showers, good. Portland, Plymouth. East 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in Plymouth. Occasional rain at first in West Plymouth. Good, occasionally moderate at first in West Plymouth. Biscay, cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in south, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwesterly 4 or 5 later in northwest, mainly fair, good. Fitzroy, cyclonic 4 to 6, occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Seoul, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then east later, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. East or southeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in Fastnet, occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, becoming south or southeast 4 to 6, rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. Southeast 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Rockall and Bailey. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. East or southeast 4 to 6, showers, good. Southeast Iceland, easterly or southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in west, showers, moderate or good. Now, weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic. Southeast by east 5, 13 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Stornoway. East by south 6, 12 miles, 1027, falling slowly. Lerwick. East 4, 19 miles, 1033, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, southeast 5, 7 miles, 1029, now rising. Aberdeen, east southeast 3, 7 miles, 1028, steady. Lucas, east northeast 4, recent rain, 7 miles, 1026, steady. Boomer, east 5, recent precipitation, 3 miles, 1024, now falling. Bridlington, northeast by east 3, 1025, now falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic. Northwest by west 2, 5 miles, 1017. St. Catherine's Point Automatic. Northeast by north 2, 1018, steady. Jersey. East by north 4, 6 miles, 1017, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic. East by north 4, 11 miles, 1017. Scilly Automatic. southeast 6, slight drizzle, 6 miles, 1014, rising slowly. Milford Haven, east southeast 4, 9 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Aberporth, east 3, 11 miles, 1018, now falling. Valley, northeast by east 3, 7 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, east 2, 5 miles, 1020, now falling. Valentia, east by south 5, 27 miles, 1012, now rising. Ronald's Way, east northeast 5, 8 miles, 1021, steady. Malin Head, east southeast 6, 11 miles, 1021, steady. Macrihanish Automatic, east by south 4, 16 miles, 1022, now falling. And finally, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, most of the United Kingdom will remain in a cold east to northeasterly airflow during the next couple of days, with showers affecting many areas. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, east or southeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, east 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first and 3 later, fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, east 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first and 3 later, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in north, showers, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, cyclonic becoming northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, showers, moderate or good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, variable becoming northerly or northeasterly 2 to 4, showers in east, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, east or northeast 3 or 4, mainly fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in west, rain at first in far west, good, occasionally moderate at first in far west. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, east or southeast 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel, east or southeast 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, east or northeast 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. Isle of Man, east or southeast 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, easterly or southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in north, showers, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, easterly or southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in North Channel, mainly fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, east or southeast 4 to 6, showers, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6, mainly fair, good. Shetland Isles, east or southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then northeast 3 to 5 later, fair, good. And those gale warnings again. There are warnings of gales in Shannon, Rockall, Bailey and southeast Iceland. As for the general situation, most of the United Kingdom will remain in a cold east to northeasterly airflow during the next couple of days, with showers affecting many areas of the country. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin.
A billionaire Christian family had a dream. to open a museum of the Bible and fill it with precious treasures.
The scale on which we collected was pretty ambitious.
Then, a scholar-turned-sleuth started asking questions. Questions that some people didn't want answered.
The story didn't make sense. Something truly, truly wrong was going on.
I'm Ben Lewis, and I've long investigated the darker side of the art and antiquities world, but nothing prepared me for this story. Word of God starts tomorrow morning at 9:30 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
But that is all from us here on Radio 4 for tonight. We'll join the World Service in a moment, where Business Matters is digesting all the big stories of the day, including, in amongst all the rhetoric, what would it mean for countries like Jordan to defy President Trump? But if you've had enough of Washington's fever dreams, there's a whole world to discover through Radio 4 on BBC Sounds. We are back live with Lisa Costello at 20 past 5 this morning. Until then, this is Vigilis. Thank you so much for your company tonight. Have a peaceful night.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hello, I'm Roger Hearing, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Lahore and Punta del Este. Coming up on the programme, a nervous meeting between President Donald Trump and the King of Jordan. How could Jordan manage if the US took its $1.45 billion aid package away? Also, Canada, Mexico and the EU all condemn the planned US tariffs on steel and aluminium. We hear from Canadian steelmakers. The advent of silver trains in China to boost travel and spending for the growing older part of the population. A big effort to clean up a lake in Guatemala. And diss tracks, the battle between two of the world's biggest rappers that is earning them a lot of money. That's Business Matters here on the BBC, coming up after the latest BBC News.
This is Danielle Yawovetska with the BBC News. Hello. The Ukrainian president has told a British newspaper that he's prepared to offer Russia an exchange of territory in any future negotiations. Mr. Zelensky will attempt to secure further military funding for his country from the US at a meeting later this week. Kat Wiener reports.
Speaking to the Guardian newspaper, Volodymyr Zelensky said parts of Russia's Kursk region, which Ukraine has held since an offensive 6 months ago, could be swapped for Ukrainian territory currently occupied by Russia. He also reiterated the need for continued military support and strong security guarantees from the United States. Mr. Zelensky's comments come ahead of a meeting with the US Vice President J.D. Vance at a security conference in Munich. While President Trump has promised to end the war, Mr. Vance has previously said he doesn't care what happens to Ukraine and played down the threat from Russia.
The US Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is to visit Kyiv this week, with some sources suggesting he'll offer continued American support for Ukraine in return for access to the country's rare earth minerals. The possibility of such deal has been raised by Donald Trump. Egypt says it will present a comprehensive vision for the reconstruction of Gaza that will not involve the displacement of Palestinians. It followed President Trump's meeting with the King of Jordan on Tuesday, where he doubled down on his plan for the US to take over the Gaza Strip, forcibly evict the entire population, and make neighbouring Arab countries house the displaced. Tom Batemers is in Washington.
King Abdullah, pressed by reporters on the plan to force out Palestinians to Jordan, said only that its ally Egypt was developing its own proposals for the future of Gaza. His remarks came shortly before Cairo announced it was developing what it called a comprehensive plan to rebuild Gaza, ensuring Palestinians would remain on their land. The proposal, which King Abdullah made